It was time for some closer surveillance and then action on the target. He moved to a forward operating base. He checked into a dismal truck stop motel just outside Montreal. He picked up her trail and followed her at different times until he established a regular pattern. She only used counter-surveillance on 3 trips she made across the border back to the U.S., where she spent her time following different officials from Canada whilst they had meetings with various executives of U.S. companies in hotel rooms. He checked out her limited social life, which consisted of telephone calls to various girlfriends, but no men. She played squash, according to her file, with one former colleague, but not regularly. He estimated he would have 3 weeks clear after the next squash game. He waited. 2 days later, he followed her to a squash game using the hire car to follow her cab. He waited outside as she played. Now it was time. She came out of the center and waved farewell to her friend. A light drizzle fell, darkening the whole scene. As she walked towards the taxi rank, he walked quickly to her side. As she turned to see him, he injected her with a large shot of Rohypnol into the neck. She started to scream, then partially collapsed as the drug quickly took effect. He quickly supported her and moved her towards his car. He placed her in the passenger seat, checking for any witnesses in the gloom. No one. The friend had re-entered the center. The car park was virtually empty, and the taxi rank was hidden behind a wall which she had not cleared before he grabbed her. She murmured something in her half-sleep. He made sure her safety belt was secured and then tilted the seat back. She gave the appearance of sleeping. He took her bag and put the false passport in, removing her other IDs and storing in the glove compartment. He drove for the border. The crossing was quiet when he joined the 2-car queue north of Champlain. He showed their passports, and the guard noted and checked the sleeping woman beside him. With a nod, he waved them through without a word. He drove for the 2 hours he needed to reach a pre-rented holiday cabin outside Willsboro on Route 22 on the shore of Lake Champlain. There was no one around in the dark when he arrived and helped the target into the cabin. He lay her down on a sofa. She was still almost unconscious, but showing signs of coming to. He quickly went back out to the car and collected his bag. He came back into the cabin. He pulled her up off the sofa. She murmured, but he held her up and she relaxed into his grip. He took her into the bedroom. He needed to move quickly now. He pulled off her shoes and sport socks. He undid and dragged down her jeans, leaving a small thong which covered virtually nothing. He struggled and eventually pulled off her sweatshirt and t-shirt, leaving her pale blue non-matching bra. He grabbed the 4 pre-positioned ropes he had placed before and tied her spread-eagle to the bed, which had been stripped down to a plain sheet over a plastic cover. She was coming around quickly now. "What are you doing?" she slurred from her mouth. He quickly gagged her, having to force her mouth open by holding her nose until she gasped. She tried to bite him as he did so, but he managed to complete the task. Now gagged and bound, she calmly evaluated her position. Looking at him, she was memorizing every detail about him whilst he sat in a bedside chair and drank from a bottle of water. Sweat was on his forehead below his short hair. He wore a light green polo shirt and cords, despite the coolness of the year and the cabin. As she watched, he stood and removed his shoes and socks and took off the polo shirt, revealing a well-muscled torso with a slight sprinkling of hair on the chest. He looked at her and smiled. "Bonjour, Helena," he said. His accent was not quite right, not French, not Canadian, she thought. She pulled against the bindings and tried to spit out the gag. "Now, Helena, if you promise not to make a song and dance, I'll take the gag off, but you have to promise." He had spoken in English and the accent was mid-Atlantic, but mostly English. She nodded at him. She needed information to make her escape. Stay calm and she would get an opportunity. She felt the chill from her lack of clothes, which she had only just noticed. He walked towards her and removed the gag. "Take command," they had told her during her counter-interrogation. "Take the initiative." Maybe this was one of those stupid tests that were sometimes placed upon officers. It was a very realistic one, if that was what this was. "Who are you, and what do you want? Where am I?" She rushed out the questions in a slowly loudening voice, giving away her near-panicked state of mind. "Calm," she told herself, "get calm. If this was a rapist, then..." She struggled to think. What did rapists do? She did not know. A test. No, the sexual angle was wrong. Who was this and why?